And Paul, your future husband, was very young in here.
Oh, yeah. He was just barely able to drive. He had just learned to drive.
And he was very involved. He
wanted
to work in the business, didn't he?
He saw his mother and dad going out one morning, and she was driving for him because Big Dad never learned to drive. And so she'd drive him around the route. Paul was going to school, and he said, I saw my mother driving my dad around because Big Dad never learned to drive. Here I am just goofing off at school, and my mother's out there trying to make a living. So he quit school and went to work.
And then didn't Paul move to Oklahoma City?
Yeah, when Grace went to Oklahoma City, his sister, they had a pretty good business up there. He came up to run routes or build some routes for them. That's how he got into Oklahoma City.
That would have been his sister Grace and her husband Melvin.
Grace is the one I worked for in her shop.
So did she hire you?
Yeah. We lived over here and the shop was over here. Okay. And I just had to go around the corner to go to work.
Paul then became a route man, didn't he?
He finally came up one year. I don't remember why. He decided he wanted to come to Oklahoma City. And so he came up there and worked up routes for him. That's what he did when he first came up there.
So then you were working there.
I was working for Grace in the pie shop.
When Paul came up there.
Yeah. I worked for his sister.
Didn't you see his picture on the shelf?
One of the jobs I had was certain Saturday, or the third Saturday or something, you had to work and clean her house. And so I would see his picture then. His picture was in on a table. I hadn't met Paul yet. I didn't know him yet, but I saw his picture.
What did you think when you
saw
it?
Oh, I thought he was sure cute. He was, too. He was a cutie.
Did you think you'd ever meet him?
You know, I never thought much about it. I thought that was just clear out of sight. But let's see, I was going roller skating or something. I don't know how we really did meet, except that he worked there, and we met that way, you know. On his 21st birthday, my brother-in-law told Paul, said, well, I guess you're old enough now to ask that girl for a date. And he was talking about me in front of all the other girls that worked in the shop. Embarrassed me to death.
I'm sure.
But anyway, that's how we got started going together, was roller skating. We went roller skating.
Well, you had your eyes on each other then, didn't
you?
You were hoping.
That's
must
right.
have really embarrassed Paul.
I didn't feel like I ever had a chance, you know. I thought he'll never see me. But he did.
Yeah, he did. And so he asked you for a date in 1935.
Yeah.
He was 21.
Uh-huh. He just turned 21.
And you were?
19.
19. And then, lo and behold, was it just 2-3 months later?
Yeah, we didn't go together long till we got married.
And you got married in December?
23rd.
1934. That was a wonderful Christmas, wasn't it?
Yeah, because it was a weekend, and I didn't have to work that weekend. So we got married on Friday and had the weekend for a honeymoon. That was as long as it was.
So you never did take a honeymoon
trip? Real honeymoon. We had a lot of good trips, though.
Yeah.
We had a lot of good trips. Mm-hmm.
That shows how you were hardworking young people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
19 and 21.
You know, I wouldn't have had anything. I had to work to even get any different clothes or anything when I got out of high school. My dad had my twin sister, and then he was in the real estate business, and it wasn't very good. So it was hard for us to get along. It really was. But I was able to save money. I started my first savings account when I first started working. I started saving.
Do you remember how much you were paid for the job?
It seemed like it was $5 a week or something like that.
Yeah.
It wasn't very much, but it seemed like a lot to me.
Sure.
It was a lot to me.
Did you know what you were saving money for? Or
no, just because I wanted money. I just wanted a savings.
Both you and Paul, then, were very interested in the business of making pies.
You know, I never realized I was until Paul and I got interested in each other, and then I knew that that would be the way we'd make a living. And so I tried then, started to learn, and Grace taught me everything, all the recipes and everything, how to make all the pies and everything. So when we went to Tulsa, well, I had all the formulas and everything to make the pies. And so we started our business in Tulsa.
Was that difficult to learn how to make these pies? Did you have to do a lot of do-overs and practice?
Well, no, because I had the formulas. I'd been making them, you know. We didn't make them in just huge amounts. And the main thing I made was little pecan shells, you know, making those little pecan shells and filling those, because that was the popular thing then.
Pecan shells.
Uh-huh, those little pecan pies. Yeah. And we made a lot of those.